You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, the Australian share market hitting another record high, a huge fine for Qantas. And we take a look at the stock that surged 2,900% in just one day. All of that and more next. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 18th of August, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market hit yet another record high. The S&P ASX 200 up by 0.23% to 8,959. We'll have the details with David Walsh from Sato Advisory in just a few seconds. But first, I wanted to draw your attention to a company called Kaili Resources, K-A-I-L-I. Shares went from 4.5 cents today to $1.08. That's a near gain of 3,000% by the close and around 7,000% at the high point of trade today. Now, the move triggered, obviously, a please explain by the ASX, in which the company referred to an announcement made last Friday where it received approval for drilling rare earth elements, which it says may have drawn investors' interest. So we'll see what happens with share price tomorrow. But let's go back to the broader market, the ASX 200, record high. For more, I spoke with David Walsh, an advisor at Sato Advisory. David, it appears the market is relatively steady for much of the day, but what's driving investor sentiment at the moment? Because it follows a series of record highs on the ASX 200 last week.
Yeah, you're right. A benign sort of day. Today we see banks and healthcare marginally higher, with energy and commodities, materials marginally lower. We're really just digesting a big week last week. Like you said, all-time highs, a lot of news around inflation data, jobs data, retail data out of the US. We had China economic data over the weekend, which is a bit soft, so people have to digest that. Expectations of rate cuts in the US, and of course we had President Trump meeting President Putin over the weekend. So I think it'll take just a little while, and here in Australia we've got a huge earnings week, so people will just wait, keep powder dry.
Speaking of earnings, reporting season rolling on, quite a few out today. Which ones caught your eye and why?
I had a look a little bit more at BlueScope Steel. One of the more cyclical companies had, and a big US presence, had a bit of a hiccup there when they're writing down a recent acquisition in the US. Just looking at that in a little bit more detail to see if there's an opportunity there for the longer term. A2 Milk was okay, in line with expectations. There was a asset sale and an asset purchase, so we'll have to work through what that all means, but it seems like they're holding steady and growing the top line and earnings pretty well. We had the earnings update or the operating update from NAB and the NAB, and it was pretty good. Pre-provision operating profit was ahead of expectations, credit quality was solid, so it's seen as a beat. So they were the major ones looking at today, but like we were just chatting about, it's a big week this week, and tomorrow it gets incrementally more companies reporting.
Yeah, tomorrow I think we've got the likes of BHP and Woodside, but of the numbers that you've seen so far, right, how do you view reporting season, and have there been any trends?
Yeah, so the trend is, if you had high expectations coming into it, and this is similar to all earnings season, your expectations were high. You needed nearly flawless execution to not see a bit of softness in your share price in the first day or two following the report. What we're seeing is good companies doing good company things, finding ways to grow profits and cash flow, even if the top line was a little bit more subdued. So it's fairly similar to every earnings season at the moment.
I want to talk about Qantas, if we can, for a moment. And just to put it into context for listeners that aren't across it, Qantas has been hit with the biggest ever penalty of about $90 million for unlawful outsourcing of ground staff back in 2020. Of course, it comes on top of the $120 million it paid into a compo fund for all affected former employees. To what extent has this hit Qantas, though? Because how has it impacted its shares? And didn't it really post like an underlying profit of $1.39 billion for the first half? So is it really just a slap on the wrist for Qantas?
Yeah, you're right. And that was the underlying profit for the first half. And, you know, I think this would have been, in some ways, this would have been in the market's expectations that this fine was going to be paid. But it, like you said, it comes as a series, then the $90 million on top of the $120 million. They've also got the cyber issue that they're dealing with. So they've had a few hiccups in recent times. You know, they generated operating cash flow of $2.1 billion. Obviously, they have a lot of capital to pay for air, you know, planes, et cetera. But, you know, it's a company that's highly profitable. So while, you know, it's a good result for those that, you know, will receive the payout because of the Fair Work Act breach, you know, for the company, it's sort of minor in this regard.
So finally, in wrapping up, what are you telling your clients right now and where do you see the opportunities for them?
Yeah, so look, our messaging is the same. You know, we look for long-term opportunities, but we're trying to take advantage of some of these short-term dislocations where expectations in the short term aren't met, but in the long term, the story is the same. So we are seeing a bit of volatility around earnings, and we're looking to add to positions that we like on the long term. What I am noticing in terms of the opportunity space is there's sort of a trickle that's becoming a continual stream of takeovers of small and mid-cap companies. We keep seeing that here in Australia, and I'm just really digging into trying to find out how we can benefit from that. We've got several names in the portfolio that I think may be attractive takeover targets, but always looking for other opportunities there. So that's something interesting that we're digging into.
It's David Walsh there, the advisor at Sato Advisory. It wraps up the podcast for today. Tomorrow, we're expecting to bring you interviews with the CFO of BHP, along with the CEO of Woodside. Speak to you then.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.